This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's military worked on Tuesday to evacuate its remaining fighters from the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, where 3 months of Russian bombing has left the besieged port city in ruins. Ukrainian officials said more than 260 fighters were evacuated on Monday. 53 seriously injured fighters were taken to a hospital in Novozovsk, a town east of Mariupol. According to Ukraine's deputy defense minister, the town is under the control of Russian troops and Russian-backed separatists. Another 211 fighters were taken to the town of Olenivka, an area also controlled by Russian-backed separatists. The deputy defense minister said the evacuees would be subject to a potential prisoner exchange with Russia. Also Monday, Ukraine said its forces had pushed back Russian troops in the Kharkiv region in a counteroffensive that allowed the Ukrainians to reach the Russian border. A senior U.S. defense official said the Ukrainian troops were within 3 or 4 kilometers of the Russian border. Western countries allied with Ukraine are continuing to send more weaponry to Kyiv's forces, with 10 deliveries via airlift from 7 nations in the past 24 hours. This is according to the U.S. defense official who talked to reporters during a background call on Monday. Sweden on Tuesday signed a formal request to join the NATO military alliance. It's a move opposed by Russia and which must first be approved by the 30 existing members. Sweden's candidacy, prompted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, ends 2 centuries of military non-alignment. It comes after the country's governing party dropped its opposition to the move. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Spain's leftist government on Tuesday approved a draft bill widening abortion rights for teenagers. It may make Spain the first country in Europe entitling workers to paid menstrual leave. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
The measures are part of a legislative package to be sent to the Spanish Parliament for debate. The package includes an extension of abortion rights, eliminating the requirement for 16 and 17-year-olds to obtain parental consent before terminating a pregnancy. A Spanish government spokeswoman, Isabel Rodriguez, said the proposals represented a new step forward for women, a new step forward for democracy. The Spanish proposal comes just as the U.S. Supreme Court appears poised to reverse the U.S. constitutional right to abortion that has stood in place for nearly 50 years. The draft bill also proposes giving workers who are experiencing menstrual period pain as much time off as they need, with the state social security system, not employers, paying for the sick leave. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Swiss food giant Nestle is to fly baby formula from Switzerland and the Netherlands to the United States amid shortages there. This according to a group spokeswoman on Tuesday. The Swiss group will specifically import 2 brands of hypoallergenic milk, as the shortage has become an additional source of stress for parents of babies intolerant of cow's milk protein. The 2 brands are already imported, Gerber Good Start milk from the Netherlands and Alfamino milk from Switzerland. Faced with the shortage, Nestle said it decided to airlift the milk to help fulfill immediate needs. The group also has 2 factories in the United States producing infant formula. The high-profile leader of Afghanistan's ruling Taliban has pledged his country will never again be a terrorist threat to the United States. He also promised very good news soon on the return of Afghan women and girls to secondary schools. The deputy Taliban chief and acting interior minister renewed the assurances in a rare interview with CNN's Christian Amanpour. It was broadcast on Monday. A senior U.S. State Department official said Tuesday that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had assured the wife of Brittany Griner that securing the release of the American professional basketball player detained in Russia is a top priority for the Biden administration. Griner is a 2-time Olympic gold medalist. She was arrested in February at Moscow's airport, allegedly in possession of cannabis-infused vaporizer cartridges. The Russian Customs Service said at the time that the alleged offense could carry a prison term of 5 to 10 years. The U.S. State Department said this month that the 31-year-old was wrongfully detained and has assigned diplomats to work for her release. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.